This is Radio Nepal, IMSN, stressed with the news, the headlines first. Law Minister Sobhita Gautam says upcoming fiscal year will be the year of law reform. 166 bills to be presented in the upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says government has given high priority to private sector. Four Nepali Congress ministers resign in Karnali. UML withdraws support from Sudhir Paschim government. And Iran threatens to block more trade routes as US launches fresh strikes. Now the news in detail. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam has said that 166 bills will be presented in the Parliament in the upcoming fiscal year. Addressing today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Gautam said the new fiscal year will be a year of law reforms in the country. Minister Gautam expressed a commitment to continuously coordinate with both houses and the chairs of the concerned committees on lawmaking issues and informed that bills related to legislative management will also be introduced. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has urged the hotel entrepreneurs not to worry as works are being carried out in a prompt manner for promoting tourism industry in the country. In discussions with the officials of the Hotel Association of Nepal at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today, the Prime Minister requested the private sectors to work with government as a strong partner since the government has given high priority to the private sector. On the occasion, Prime Minister Shah urged businessmen to follow the law and fulfill their business responsibilities, asked small and medium hotels to register with tourism department and come under the tax system, and suggested studying potential collaboration under the public-private partnership PPP model. Four Nepali Congress ministers in the Karnali provincial government has resigned in the line with the ruling coalition's agreement to rotate leadership after 2 years. Meanwhile, the CPN-UMO has withdrawn its support from the Sudhir Paschim provincial government after Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah dismissed four UML ministers. The party accused the Chief Minister of acting unilaterally over the provincial budget, leaving the government in a minority. The Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast heavy rainfall in various parts of the country from tonight through Friday. According to the division, the monsoon trough is currently positioned slightly north of its average location in the western region, close to Nepal's Tarai, while in the eastern region it remains near its average position. As a result, one or two places in the hilly and Tarai areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces are likely to receive heavy rainfall tonight. The division has also forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country on Thursday and Friday. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning along with snowfall is likely at a few places in the Himalayan regions, while one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions may experience heavy rainfall. The House of Representatives has unanimously approved the proposal to consider the bill to amend and repeal certain Nepal laws related to Finance 2083. Responding to lawmakers, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waglia said the bill was based on recommendations of a study prepared by the previous government and aims to create a better balance between overregulated and underregulated sectors of the economy. Addressing the House, Speaker Dolprasad Arial said the strength of Parliament depends on how closely lawmakers remain connected with the people. He urged MPs to play a leading role in linking public concerns with parliamentary decisions, strengthening coordination among the federal, provincial and local governments, and remaining actively engaged in lawmaking and public service oversight. Meanwhile, lawmakers have urged the government to control price hikes, strengthen the economy, ensure good governance, resolve landless quarters issues and address the Nepal-India border issue through diplomatic means. They also called for better mental health and health insurance services, improved digital public services, stronger disaster preparedness, road repairs, protection of the rule of law, and an end to the parliamentary deadlock. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held on the 30th of July at 11 a.m. The National Assembly has been adjourned until the 31st of July before the Adjournment, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament Affairs Sobhita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, tabled the Attorney General's annual report for the fiscal year 2081-82, while Assembly Chairperson Naren Prasad Dahal informed the House about the President's certification of several bills. Lawmakers urged the government to strengthen disaster preparedness, ensure good governance, protect press freedom, provide chemical fertilizers and health insurance, address drinking water shortages in the Tarai, and allocate more funds for youth and employment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14**7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Information and Communications has directed the Film Development Board to ensure that films containing content that could threaten national security, law and order, or Nepal's relations with neighboring countries are not approved for release. The ministry said all films must obtain censorship clearance before public screening and instructed the board to coordinate closely with producers, distributors and other stakeholders to enforce the legal provisions. Meanwhile, the government has directed the concerned agencies to prepare a time-bound plan to remove tangled and unused internet, telephone and television cables across the Kathmandu Valley. At a high-level meeting, Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, directed the agencies to clear unused cables from 6 locations by the end of this month, with the Nepal Telecommunication Authority coordinating the campaign. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iran has threatened to block further trading routes in the region as the U.S. launched a fresh wave of strikes on military targets. The BBC cited Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as saying the Strait of Hormuz would remain shut until the U.S. ends its acts of aggression. IRGC said the regional oil and gas export channels could also be closed. The warning came as the U.S. military's central command, CENTCOM, said it had carried out drone, air and naval strike on Iran on Wednesday morning, in addition to a 7-hour operation overnight. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump vowed to strike Iran's bridges and power plants next week if the country does not return to talks. The escalation in rhetoric comes after Trump said a 20% toll he had threatened to impose in the Strait of Hormuz would be replaced by massive trade and investment deals with Gulf states. At least 9 people were killed in clashes in Pakistan-administered Kashmir on Tuesday as a planned protest march to the region's capital, Muzaffarabad, temporarily stalled amid rising tensions. According to Al Jazeera, security personnel raided on houses on the outskirts of Rawalakot town in the regions of Poonch district after receiving a tip-off about a weapons catch, but came under fire, officials said. An officer was also killed. In a separate clash in Sudnoti district, protesters blocked a security convoy, which officials said came under a barrage of stones and gunfire. 7 protesters and a police officer were killed, according to authorities. Police officials have said that security personnel acted in self-defense. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of the hilly and Tarai regions of Madhya Pradesh province and Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, at some places of the hilly region of Karnali province and at a few places of the Tarai region of Sudur Paschim province. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan region of Koshi and Bagmati provinces and in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Law Minister Sobhita Gautam says upcoming fiscal year will be the year of law reform. 166 bills to be presented in the upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Barendra Shah says government has given high priority to private sector. Four Nepali Congress ministers resign in Karnali. UML withdraws support from Sudurpashchim government. And Iran threatens to block more trade routes as US launches fresh strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.